Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You are listening to this program, today's special, on Thursday, 8th of Rajab, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Day, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of January 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
This is chapter Az-Zumar, verse 73.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
But those who feared their Lord will be driven to paradise in groups until when they reach it while its gates have been opened and its keepers say, "Peace be upon you, you have become pure." So enter it to abide eternally therein. They will enter.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Purity is the prerequisite to being admitted to paradise, which has come into being owing to either someone's primordial natural disposition or repentance. According to a narration narrated from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, paradise has 8 gates, each of which is for a certain group, one for prophets and sincerely devout believers, one for martyrs and good doers, 5 for my adherents, Shia, and one for Muslims who bear no grudge against me.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Islam and Islamic values is the topic of this episode of today's special. The world today believes in tit for tat. Why do you not go to their house? Do they come to our house? Why do you not ask for their well-being? Have they ever asked? Say salam to them. Why? Who are they? They are elders. So what? Forgive them. Why? The language used in newspapers and television these days, the way in which morals and etiquette are disappearing from schools and colleges, are even worse. The people whom the next generation considers as their ideals, their public life is completely devoid of morals, let alone their personal lives. these immoralities are becoming a culture so rapidly that they are not even considered as immoral anymore. If there is anything that can save this world from this whirlpool of destruction and change the world, save it from poverty and hunger, scarcity and inflation, wars and conflicts, destruction and devastation, it is the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about the price and value of human being. The price we assign to our existence stems from our self-awareness and the way we define ourselves. The essence of humanity has intrigued philosophers for centuries. Thinkers like Plato attribute a non-material aspect to human authenticity, while philosophers such as Hobbes and Marx do not see much distinction between humans and animals. Even today, many insist on reducing human dignity to that of speaking animal, Homo sapiens. Presenting themselves as an advanced species of monkeys. Nonetheless, all these individuals share a common understanding. We must first achieve a good understanding of ourselves in order to align our relationships, beliefs, and behaviors accordingly. To determine whether we are aware of our own value as humans, we should examine the scope of our self-definition. Do I define myself at the level of a plant that has gender, grows, reproduces, and requires water and food? Or do I see myself as an animal that forms families, works for their family's well-being, serves its kids, serves its kind, engages in social life, and navigates social hierarchies? Even if we assertively claim to be human, if our real-life concerns revolve around why we are not 10 centuries taller, or why our muscles are not bulkier, we are essentially defining ourselves at the level of a plant.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now, one important question: how to live a valuable life? Come here, we want to speak about prioritized growth. Many of us have goals in areas like money, possessions, relationships, and health. But what happens once we achieve them? We stop. We are done. Then we spend our time protecting what we have and living life on defense, then going after new things and living life on offense. And once that happens, we lose our drive, become a tentative, and feel aimless. Functionally, a man is somewhat like a bicycle. A bicycle maintains its poise and equilibrium only so long as it is going forward towards something. You have a good bicycle. Your trouble is you are trying to maintain your balance sitting still with no place to go. It's no wonder you feel shaky. Never stop growing. Never stop reaching new heights. It'll give you the purpose and motivation to wake up with excitement and overcome setbacks along the way. Uh-huh. 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 let's speak about impact of belief in one God. A person who merely attempts to act with sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will undoubtedly reward him or her. Moreover, Islamic scholars agree upon the fact that even if one has unintentionally made a mistake while he's trying to achieve good deeds, he will have a reward before Allah. It can be understood that believing in resurrection facilitates carrying out a human being's duty in the progress of the society and his own progress in any circumstances. A believer would make an effort to achieve that great goal regardless of the views of those who benefit from the current status of the society. Such a person seeks Allah's contentment and asks Him for rewards in this life and in the hereafter. People must pay attention to the role of the repentance in the reinforcement of human effort, keeping him away from despair and disappointment, and facilitating the making up of past errors. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
Number three is modesty. Don't think that Allah only requires the women to be modest. Haya is the quality of a mu'min, male or female. In fact, we have a narration from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, La imana liman la haya'ala. If you don't have modesty, you don't have faith. You don't have iman. You can pray as much as you want. You can be the best reciter of the Quran. You can go to ziyarah every month. If you don't have shame, if you don't have haya, you don't have modesty, you don't have faith. We have to learn how to dress modestly and how to behave modestly. Some of us, we don't behave modestly with sisters. We don't. We're too flirtatious. We cross the line. We cross the line. And if you want a rule of thumb, Sheikh, how should I conduct myself when I'm interacting with sisters? It's actually very simple. It's not rocket science. Interact with that sister the way that you would want someone to interact with your daughter. Very simple. Would this be acceptable if someone did this to your daughter? It's very simple. We don't need to complicate things. We know. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you've never read a hadith or you've never read the Quran, Allah is still going to hold you accountable on the Day of Judgment because you have a conscience. You know when you're crossing the line.
That was all, but I promise you we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we say goodbye to all of you. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.